Anthony Lynn, certainly better late than never. He is in his first season with the Chargers. L.A. beat Cleveland 19-10 on Sunday. They have won three straight. They won 6 out of 8. They're tied for first in the AFC West, and the Redskins are at L.A. on Sunday. That is a CBS game, 4:05 p.m. Eastern. Chargers head coach Anthony Lynn is my guest. Anthony, it's so good to have you back. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Jim. Good to be back, brother.
Good to have you back. Thanks so much, Coach. It is December. You've won three straight. You're tied for first in the division. You know, from the outside, it seems like you personally never had a doubt that you would get to this spot this season. Is it true, and how does it feel that you're there right now?
Yeah, you know, it's true. We started out pretty rough, but we had a lot of football left in front of us, and you know, this team never lost focus, never lost faith, you know, stay committed to one another, and you know, we always believe that, you know, we play meaningful football in December, and right now it feels good. It feels good to be in the hunt. You know, we're not out by any means. We have the hole that we dug, but you know, we are in the hunt. So
you are in the hunt. You're right where you need to be. Now, I had Philip Rivers on the show recently. He gave you a ton of credit for the turnaround and your ability to keep the team together after that rough start. So what was your message at that time, and then how did you go about keeping everybody together?
You know, I always, you know, football to me is a relational sport, and I've always tried to relate, you know, football to life, and you know, and it's sometimes in life things don't go your way, and, you know, and you know, you can play the stock market and things don't go your way, it goes up and down, you know, peaks and valleys, and we just happen to be in a valley, you know, early on in our season, and you know, you don't just abandon ship, you know, you don't just quit, you fight you for what you believe in, you fight for one another. And you know, and I just give credit to these guys. You know, they trust each other, they play for each other, and they don't want to let each other down. And so, you know, they show up every day. You know what you're going to get from them. And I just knew it was a matter of time for the ball to start bouncing our way, and we started executing and doing things right.
LA Chargers head coach Anthony Lynn joins us. You know, can we talk about that specifically for a minute? As an example, a lot of teams might spend time on sports psychology and the mental side of things in the offseason, but it's something that you continue to develop on a monthly basis throughout the regular season. What's the thinking behind that, and what are some of the attributes that you're looking for to develop specifically?
Well, I just really believe in, you know, in this league, you know, with these elite athletes and organizations, that, you know, it's sometimes the little things that make the biggest differences. And I just think the teams at the end that are holding that Lombardi Trophy, that there's a certain level of trust that they have for one another with the coaching staff, the organization, the ownership, and each other. And we really worked on establishing that this off season, and we just continue to do it, you know, every once a month during the season. And this team is very close, and you know, regardless of what we do and what we accomplish, you know, I think we're setting the foundation and the culture for years to come. And I think, you know, winning 6 out of the last 8, I think it's starting to show a little bit.
Anthony Lynn's my guest. You know, speaking of Rivers, let me go back to him. To me, he's one of the most fascinating guys in the league when it comes to his drive and his motivation. As you've spent more time around him, what have you learned through the course of this season that maybe you didn't know even a few months back?
You know, I knew a lot about him, Jim, coming in, you know, and playing against him so many times. And I just knew that he grew up in a coaching household. You know, his father was a Hall of Fame coach, and Philip approaches the field every day in his preparation, you know, like a Hall of Fame quarterback. You know, he's that extended version of you on the football field, and he understands what it takes to win in this league. And I have never been around an athlete more prepared, and that he wears that on his sleeve, and I understand that. You know, there's some times on the sidelines where we have some intense conversations, and I'm okay with that, because you know, we have that trust, you know, in each other. We don't take it personal, and so we like to call it a little healthy conflict. But I love his emotions, I love his fire, and I think it was making him Philip Rivers.
Yeah, speaking of trust, he's got an immense amount of trust in Keenan Allen. On Sunday, Keenan Allen became the first player in league history to record 10 plus catches and 100 plus receiving yards and at least one touchdown 3 straight games. Now, Anthony, you've been around the game a long time. You've seen your share of great receivers, including playing with Jerry Rice. So what do you make of what you're seeing from Allen right now?
You know, it's just it's just a beautiful thing to see him and Phil develop this chemistry with one another. And, you know, Keenan didn't play a lot last year. He got hurt in that first game. And now you're starting to see those two on the field together and the chemistry that they have for one another. Phil knows when he's indicating stepping when he's making a move. And, I mean, the ball's in the right place at the right time. There are some times he's not even open, and Fields just throws him open. So that's nice to see, that type of chemistry between a receiver and a quarterback. And it's taking some time, but it's what they're doing right now is pretty special. And I had no idea that Keenan had set that record last week. And like you say, I would have thought Jerry Rice was on that a long time ago. But, Rod Smith, that was a nice accomplishment by those two.
Some amazing receivers, but that record is his. You know, I spoke also to Casey Hayward not long ago, and he, of course, played in Sunday's game after going home to spend time with his family after the passing of his brother. As a head coach, how do you go about helping a player deal with a tragedy like that? Because I know there's no playbook for that.
No, it's just – that was tough, man, and I just wanted Casey to know, and everybody on his team, let him know that we're here for him, and we wanted him to go home and be with his family, and just mourn with his family, and just know that we got this. Whether you make it back or not, brother, we got this. But he wanted to come back. He wanted to be here with us and play for his teammates, and he went out and he couldn't play. He could have done a better job. I mean, we put him on the Josh Gordon, who looks like he hasn't missed a beat, And Casey covered him all day and made some plays, and it was just great to have him back. And we just wanted him to know that you lost a brother, but you also have 63 other brothers here, in Coastal Mesa. So it's good to have him.
You mentioned Josh Gordon, Anthony. This guy is incredible. I don't know how you missed that amount. A freak, right? In a league of freaks, this is one of the freakiest guys I've ever seen. What's that say about him that he could just show up after missing that much time and still be that dangerous?
Man, I hope for his sake that he learned a lot from his mistakes and that he's ready to move on and be a professional in this league, because he's already special, but he's going to be real special. I mean, the man hadn't been on the football field in 3 years, and it looked like he's been there every single day, and so that was just impressive.
Last thought, when you're at this point of the season, I know you don't want to spend too much time looking back. And you've said that you've got a 24-hour rule when it comes to games. But the loss to Jacksonville took
don't bring that one up, Jim.
I'm trying not to, Coach. But, 72 hours, that's not like you. That's not like you. Why 72 hours? Like, why was that so significant? But, and why I do bring this up, how did that impact things going forward?
I think it, hopefully in a positive way, it's just after that game, and we were playing some good ball before that. It's just after that game, I just that's not the type of team that I want to have. And then we had better character than that. We're smarter than that. And we just that game, for whatever reason, we made some bad decisions at the wrong time. And moving forward, we had a heart to heart in that locker room after that game. We had a heart to heart the very next week. And I just let some guys know that those things were going to change. And I had to make a couple moves, and I didn't announce it to the public, but I made some in-house moves, and it shook some things up a little bit. But that just I never lost a game like that before in my life, and that just kind of shook me up a little bit, and it kind of woke me up a little bit too. So, you emphasize things over and over, and at some point you got to start getting what you emphasize.
Chargers have won 3 straight, 6 of 8. They're tied for first in the AFC West. They are at home on Sunday against Washington. Their head coach, Anthony Lynn, my guest. Anthony, great to have you back. Appreciate you.
Good to be back.
Always good to have you on, Coach. Thanks so much.
All right, Jim.
Talk to you soon. Anthony Lynn.